You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison started his official campaign at a small business in the Labor-held Western Sydney seat of Lindsay. Mr Morrison used the opportunity to criticise Labor's tax plan after the Coalition released the costings of Labor's combined tax policies. The figures show Labor's tax changes plus opposition leader Bill Shorten's decision not to match Scott Morrison's long-term tax cuts make for a total of $387 billion difference between the parties. Scott Morrison says voters must choose who they think can better manage the tax burden for voters.
It's a choice between our government, which has already passed laws and has further plans to get taxes down, to get the tax burden off businesses, small and family businesses, of hard-working Australians, or the Labor Party under Bill Shorten, which, as the Treasury analysis has shown, will increase taxes above and beyond what we have today by $387 billion over the next 10 years.
Labor's Treasury spokesman, Chris Bowen, described the Coalition's figures as dodgy, saying the Treasury has repeatedly said they don't cost Labor's policies. Also in Western Sydney, Labor leader Bill Shorten says the costings are just wrong and he's accusing the government of inciting fear over taxes.
We all know the government wants to run a scare campaign. They've run out of anything positive to say about anyone or anything, really, haven't they? So they just want to scare everyone. The reality is, though, this election's about choices. I choose to shut down loopholes like that accountant's exemption. I choose to support not giving a property investor a subsidy for their sixth house, and instead I choose to spend it on healthcare.
In Queensland, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton accused his Labor opponent in the Brisbane seat of Dixon of using her disability as an excuse for not moving into the constituency ahead of the federal election on May the 18th. Labor candidate Ali France, whose leg was amputated after she was hit by a car in 2011, has said she has been unable to find an accessible home in the area but would buy a house and modify it if she won. Mr Dutton told the Australian newspaper there are plenty of people with a disability living in Dixon who were quite angry about Miss France using her disability as an excuse for not moving into the electorate. Dougie Hurd, the CEO of disability support group Community Connections, has told the ABC Mr Dutton's comments are offensive.
I'm completely appalled. I simply cannot imagine what universe Peter Dutton thinks an amputee would use her disabling condition to get an advantage out of life. It is bizarre and it is offensive.
Also campaigning in Sydney was former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Asked about his position on climate change during his election launch in Manly, Mr Abbott insisted he is a realist. Tony Abbott is fighting high-profile independent candidate Zali Steggall for his seat of Warringah on Sydney's northern beaches. Mr Abbott has questioned the science about climate change a month after changing his view that Australia should pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
What I said is that the so-called settled science is not quite as settled as people say. And that's my position. Nevertheless, we've only got one planet. We should do what we reasonably can to rest lightly upon it. I've always said that climate change happens, mankind makes a contribution. We should do what we reasonably can to reduce emissions. What we shouldn't do, though, is turn our economy upside down in what turns out to be a futile green gesture.
Pursuing effective action on climate change is a key campaign platform for Miss Steggall, a barrister and medal-winning Olympic alpine skier. She has suggested she may not support a re-elected Morrison government unless it does more to act on climate change. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.